It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. You can get your Bible and turn to John chapter 13. That's what you need to do. If you want to be a student in the class and follow along and get the most out of this hour or this 15 minutes, turn to John chapter 13, and we'll begin reading there in just a moment. We're looking at a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday of March 11th, 1923, on the subject of Jesus in Gethsemane. But there are several things that happened that evening before Jesus went to Gethsemane that kind of set up this story, or this Sunday school lesson, and I'm going to read an introduction to that, and then we will get into that part of the book of John in just a few minutes. So we'll be studying Jesus in Gethsemane, but we'll start in John chapter 13. So while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And I'm going to be reading this Sunday school lesson that was written many years ago by a preacher named E.A. Elam. Now, on this lesson about Jesus in Galilee, let me read the introduction. It says, John states that much was said by Jesus before he and his apostles went out of the upper room in Jerusalem, in which he washed the saints' feet and instituted the Lord's Supper. The conversation at the table was continued through John 14, at the conclusion of which Jesus said, "Arise, let us go hence," that is, out to the Mount of Olives. But after they had risen from the table, and before they had departed from that upper room, he continued his discourse in John 15 and 16, and concluded with the prayer in John 14. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Kidron, where there was a garden into which he entered himself and his disciples. John 18 and verse 1. Then, following the example of Jesus, it is not out of order to deliver exhortations after as well as before partaking the Lord's Supper and after singing the last hymn. The words of John 13 through 17 will be read with a clearer understanding and more interest and helpfulness when we remember the circumstances in which they were spoken. This awful night was spent by Jesus without sleep and sublimity, admonishing his disciples and in prayer. And so let's read that passage, beginning in John chapter 13 and verse 1. And I'm going to be reading out of the American Standard Version. And while many of these things you may have read or heard before, I want you to understand them in context of the Last Supper and of prelude to Jesus going into the Garden of Gethsemane. Now here we go with the reading. John chapter 13 and verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come and that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And during the supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he came forth from God, and goeth unto God, riseth from supper, and layeth aside his garments, and he took a towel and girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. So he came to Simon Peter. He said unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt understand hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only. He that is not my feet only, but also my hand and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is bathed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew him that should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, and taken his garments, and sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me teacher and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, ye ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily I say unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, neither one that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, blessed are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the scripture may be fulfilled, He that eateth my bread lifteth up his heel against me. From henceforth I tell you, before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, He that receiveth whomsoever I send receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. John 13:21. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in the spirit and testified and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. The disciples looked one upon another, doubting of whom he spake. There was at the table reclining in Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him and said unto him, Tell us who it is of whom he speaketh. He leaneth back, as he was, on Jesus' breast, and said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus therefore answered, He it is, for whom I shall dip the sop and give it to him. So when he had dipped the sop, and taketh and giveth it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. And after the sop, then entered Satan into him. Jesus therefore said unto him, What thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto him. For some thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy what things we have need of for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received sop, went out straightway, and it was night. When therefore he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him, and God shall glorify him in himself, and straightway he shall glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, Whither I go ye cannot come. So now I say unto you, A new commandment I give you, that ye love one another, even as I have loved you, that ye love also one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. John 13:36. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow afterward. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee even now? I will lay down my life for thee. Jesus answered, Wilt thou lay down thy life for me? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know the way. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How know we the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye would have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and dost thou not know me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou, Show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say unto you, I speak not from myself, but the Father abideth in me, doeth the works. Believe me, that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And if ye shall ask anything in my name, that will I do. If ye love me, ye will keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may be with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, for it beholdeth him not, neither knoweth him. Ye know him, for he abideth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you desolate. I will come unto you. Yet a little while, and the world beholdeth me no more, but ye behold me, because I live. Ye shall live also. In that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. Judas, not Iscariot, saith unto him, Lord, what is come to pass that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not into the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my words, and the words which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. John 14:25. These things have I spoken unto you while yet abiding with you. But the Comforter, even the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all that I said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, I give unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be fearful. Ye heard how I said unto you, I go away, and I come unto you. If ye love me, ye would have rejoiced, because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe. I will no more speak much with you. For the prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. All right, that is the reading from the book of John, chapter 14 and 15. Chapter 13 and 14. And when we return in our next class, we'll pick up and read John chapter 15. And we're doing these readings in preparation of studying the account of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. If you have a chance and you're on your way to Biola, come by and visit us at the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. You'll always be welcome, and you'll see how we do our Bible studies there and how we try to worship after the New Testament pattern.